In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The gospel of today, as we all heard, is a part of chapter 6 from the Gospel of St. John. And in this part, St. John mentioned the great miracle done by our Lord Jesus Christ when he saw great multitude coming toward him, and he asked or said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And as we all know, this great miracle, which is well known to all of us, had been mentioned in the four Gospels. It has been mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and also St. John. But there is a very important observation, which is St. John wrote his gospel very lately, nearly at the end of the first century. The gospel of John actually is the last book to be written in the holy book. It is the last book to be written after the gospels have been written, the letters, even after the book of Revelation. And that's why St. John was very cautious not to mention the events or the miracles which have been mentioned in the other three gospels, which we call synoptic gospels. Except the very important events, such as crucifixion, such as when our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as a king, these are very important events which he have to mention. But he didn't mention all the events, nor all the miracles. He would like not to repeat what was well known as the three Gospels mentioned so many things about our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he mentioned something new. He mentioned many miracles which have not mentioned in the other Gospels, because he was aiming at a very important goal: to offer our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, to confirm the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, not to repeat events which were well known through the three Gospels. I will give you some example. In chapter 2, he told us about the miracle of turning the water into wine. It was a miracle which was not mentioned in the other gospel. And at the end of the story, he told us that our Lord Jesus Christ manifested his glory. So that his disciple believed in him. So it was a miracle that our Lord manifested his glory. And in chapter 5, he mentioned the miracle of healing the paralyzed man on the pool of Beit Hasda. This man who had an infirmity for 38 years. It was not mentioned by the other Gospels. Why? Why he mentioned it? Because there was an argument after this miracle between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews. And through this argument, our Lord Jesus Christ announced himself as God is his father. He announced that God is his father. My father is working till now, and so I. And they understood the message. And it was written that the Jews understood that he made himself equal with God. Equal with God. So the first miracle of turning water into wine, he manifested his glory. And in the miracle of healing the paralyzed man in the pool of Bethesda, he announced that God is his father, and they understood the message. This message was that he is equal to God. St. John did not mention miracles for just telling us a story, but he is confirming the fact of divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will give you another example. In chapter 9, he gave our Lord Jesus Christ, gave sight to the man who was born blind. It is not so important to go through the details of the miracle. It's amazing miracle. But the result which we can reach is that our Lord Jesus Christ declared himself to this man as he is the Son of God. Do you believe in the Son of God? And the man asked, who is he? Who is he, Master, that I may believe in him? And our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, he who speaks to you. So he worshipped him. So in this miracle also, St. John wants to say something, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Is the Son of God. God is his father, and so he is equal to God. In the first miracle, he manifested his glory. And all these miracles are not mentioned except in the Gospel of St. John. I will give you another example, and all of you know that the miracle of raising up Lazarus from the dead, was not mentioned except by St. John. And his goal was that to offer our Lord Jesus Christ and to announce that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Life, Ra'is al-Hayah. Is the Prince of Life who came to break the sting of death. جي عشان يكسر شوكة الموت. Who came to abolish this and to brought life and immortality to light. أبطل الموت وأنار الحياة والخلود. So when you ask St. John, you told us so many miracles which have very important significance in declaring our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Prince of Life, the God who worships all glory and honor, who is equal to God, as the Jews understood. We can ask him, what is the importance of telling this miracle? which had been mentioned in the other three Gospels. مدام المعجزة دي اتقالت في الأناجيل الثلاثة بيقولها ليه؟ Sure, he wants to say something through this miracle. Because the event and the argument after, just after doing this great miracle through which all the multitudes, which were 5,000 besides the women and children. The figure is nearly 15,000 to 20,000. All of them were filled. It's a great miracle, but it had been mentioned in the other Gospels. So when St. John repeated, he wants to say something. He mentioned it here as a preparation of a very important declaration that our Lord Jesus Christ is the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And he advised them not to search for the food which perish, but for the food which lasts or give everlasting life. And he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. أنا هو خبز الحياة. من يقبل إلي فلا يجوع ومن يؤمن بي فلا يعطش. So this miracle actually not only confirming the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ as the God who creates and able to give and fill all this multitude through only 5 loaves and 2 small fish. But there is another important point. And this point is not only our Lord Jesus Christ is God who is incarnate. Not only he is the Son of God. Not only speaking about his glory. But St. John wants to declare and wants to say very important fact. This God who incarnated in the last days not only came to make miracles and to give amazing teaching, but he came for us. It is amazing to say that in order to eat him, to eat his flesh and to drink his blood. And the relation between this God and his people is not relation only for worshiping, only to know him through speaking and teaching and reading and telling sermons, but to abide in me and I in him through eating his flesh and drinking his blood. That's why St. John mentioned this miracle, which have been already mentioned in the other three synoptic gospels, in order to prepare for this amazing effect. Not only the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, but that he also is aiming to give himself as food indeed. My flesh is food indeed. جسدي مأكل حق. And my blood is drink indeed. ودمي مشرب حق. This is a very important point. I would like to tell you the story because all of you know this amazing miracle. how he blessed the barley loaves and the two small fish, and all the multitude were filled. Not only they filled, but also it is said, when Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, took the loaves, and he had given thanks, and distributed them to the disciple, and the disciple to those sitting down, he blessed the bread and blessed the fish. And it is written that when they were filled, so they were filled. But not only this, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciple, gather the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. And it is amazing to know that they gathered 12 baskets. طب يعني ايه 12 baskets؟ اشمعنى 12 يعني؟ As we know, they were 12 disciples. And it seems that every one of the disciples take one basket full. And what is the importance of taking a basket full of bread, full of fragments? Not only to eat afterwards or after some time, but to meditate, to be a true and a living remembrance. Tiskar hay haqiqi for the miracles. What I want to say is that the remembrance of the miracle was not only through telling the story, but through the bread, the same bread which our Lord Jesus Christ blessed, the same bread. And I would remind you, when God gave the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai, when he gave them the manna from heaven for 40 years, he wanted them to keep this manna as a remembrance. And he ordered Moses and Aaron to keep this manna in a pot, the pot of manna. So the memory, or the memorization, or the remembrance of the miracle is not only to tell the children, not to write an article about the miracle, but the manna itself. The manna itself, the same manna, was kept. What is the importance of that? What I want to say? I want to say to you that when we do the remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ on the altar every day, it is not just to tell something. No, it is the same flesh. It is the same flesh which he took from Our Lady, Saint Mary. And the same flesh which he gave up on the cross for our salvation. It is not just a memorization by telling the story or by reading it. Our Lord Jesus Christ is not a historical man, is not a historical person. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a living person, is a living person in which we abide, in the same flesh when we eat and get his own true blood when we drink. This is the importance of this amazing miracle. أحبائي المعجزة العجيبة ضمن معجزات مدهشة السيد المسيح أجراها. عمل معجزات كانت بتخلي الناس تقبل وتآمن، لأنها معجزات تكشف عن ألوهيته وعن قدرة إلهية عجيبة. بس العجيب أن القديس يوحنا، لأنه آخر من كتب، وإنجيل يوحنا آخر إنجيل اتكتب في الكتاب المقدس كله، اتكتب حتى بعد سفر الرؤيا. يعني يمكن الترتيب أن سفر الرؤيا بنقراه في الآخر، لكن الإنجيل اتكتب آخر حاجة إنجيل يوحنا. عشان كده القديس يوحنا ما حبش يكرر كثير من الحوادث اللي ذكرها الأناجيل الثلاثة. ما حبش مثلا يتكلم عن قصة التجسد، لكن اتكلم عن حاجة، أو اتكلم عن التجسد بطريقة سرية جميلة. اتكلم عن الكلمة، في البدء كان الكلمة، واتكلم عن الوجود الأزلي لله الكلمة، وبعدين راح عامل تاتش رائع للتجسد من غير ما يدخل في تفاصيل القصة، لما قال والكلمة صار جسدا. الكلمة صار ايه؟ جسدا. ففي حاجات كتير ما حبش يذكرها بالتفصيل القديس يوحنا، لان له هدف. الهدف دوت ان يرد على هرطقات ابتدت تبقى موجودة ضد ألوهية المسيح. عشان كده كان يهمه قوي ان يذكر الحوارات والمعجزات اللي تؤكد ألوهية السيد المسيح له المجد. فمثلا ذكر معجزات ما تذكرتش بقية الأناجيل، ومعجزة تحويل الماء إلى خمر، أظهر مجده فآمن به تلاميذه، وعمل ذكر معجزة شفاء الراجل اللي بقاله 38 سنة عند بركة بيت حسدة، وبعدين وهو بيتكلم مع اليهود قال لهم أبي يعمل حتى الآن وأنا أعمل، يقول لك تناولوا حجارة ليرجموه. ليه؟ قالوا له مش لأنك عملت عمل صالح، بل لأنه قال أن الله أبوه معادلا نفسه بالله. فالمعجزة والحوار اللي بعدها بيقول أن المسيح معادل لله، أو زي ما بنقول مساوي للآب في الإيه؟ في الجوهر، مساوي للآب في الجوهر. المعجزة برضو اللي جات وذكرها القديس يوحنا شفاء المولود أعمى، ودي ما جاتش في الأناجيل التانية لكن جات في إنجيل يوحنا بس. وبرضو الغرض منها أن نتيجة الحوارات اللي حصلت بعد كده المسيح قابل الشخص دوت وأعلن له إعلان في منتهى العجب. على طول دخل في الصميم، قال له أتؤمن بابن الله؟ الرجل ذهل، قال له أين هو يا سيد لأؤمن بي؟ قال له أنا هو الذي يكلمك. يبقى هي استعلان للمسيح ابن الله. القديس يوحنا ما بيرويش قصص، ما بيحكيش معجزات، لكن عنده هدف يوصلك إلى أن المسيح هو ابن الله المساوي للأب في الجوهر، الذي جاء ليظهر مجده. وفي معجزة إقامة لعازر اللي ما حدش ذكرها غيره، كان عايز يظهر كيف صرع الموت، مش صارع، صرعوا، أمات الموت، أباد الموت، كسر شوكة الموت، وأظهر إنه رئيس الحياة. طبعا دي كانت المقدمة اللي هي إقامة لعازر، لكن الضربة القاسمة للموت كانت لما هو نفسه السيد المسيح آمن الأموات بسلطان لاهوته. فلما نيجي نسأل القديس يوحنا، أنت واخد خط معين، ما بتكررش اللي قالوه الرسل، ما بتكررش اللي قالوه الأناجيل التانيين، ليه كررت لنا المعجزة ديت؟ معجزة إشباع الجموع، ما إنها ذكرت في إنجيل متى وإنجيل مرقس وإنجيل لوقا، أنت ليه بتذكرها هنا؟ إيه الأهمية؟ عشان كده جت الأهمية، وأنا أدعوكم لقراءة إنجيل يوحنا إصحاح 6. أروع وأوضح إصحاح يتكلم عن سر التناول. أتالي بالمعجزة دي كان المسيح أو قديس يوحنا بيمهد لحوار المسيح مع اليهود عن إنه جاي يقدم جسده ودمه. ولما جم يدوروا عليه بعد المعجزة قال لهم يا جماعة مش كده، يا أحبائي مش كده، اعملوا لا للطعام الإيه؟ البائد، بل للطعام الباقي. الله فين الطعام الباقي دوت؟ أنا هو خبز الحياة، أنا هو الخبز النازل من السماء لكي يأكل منه الإنسان ولا يجوع. من يقبل إلي لا يجوع، ومن يؤمن بي فلا يعطش. جسدي مأكل حق، دمي مشرب حق. يبقى إذن القديس يوحنا بيقول المعجزة ديت مش بس علشان دليل قوي على ألوهية السيد المسيح، لأن ألوهية السيد المسيح لها أدلة كتيرة، لكن علشان يدي للبشرية رجاء ما بعد رجاء، يدي للبشرية اللي ما كانتش تحلم بيه، يدي للبشرية أن هذا الإله جاء لكي يثبت فينا، ليس من خلال تعاليم ولا من خلال المعجزات فقط، بل يثبت فينا بالحق. نأكل جسده ونشرب دمه كل يوم، فلا يصير المسيح شخص غائب. احنا مش بنعبد شخص غايب، شخص تاريخي جالنا من 2000 سنة واحنا مجرد بنفتكر الشخص دوت لانه كان حلو وطيب ومقتدر والاخر. نو، ما هوش شخصية تاريخية زي الشخصيات التاريخية اللي بنقرا عنها، نابليون وهتلر ومعرفش مين ومين، شخصيات تاريخية التاريخ سجل اسمائها. يسوع المسيح ليس هكذا، لكن يسوع المسيح ليس شخص غائب نذكره من حين لآخر كل ما نجتمع، لكن يكون حاضر معنا حضور حقيقي على المذبح من خلال الجسد والدم. ودي أهمية المعجزة اللي القديس يوحنا ذكرها النهاردة. ونقوله ليه ذكرتها؟ يقول علشان دي اللي بتمهد. واقروا بعد كده كملوا إصحاح 6 في نفس الإصحاح يعني اللي جات فيه المعجزة، هتشوفوا أنا قصدي إيه، هتشوفوا الحوار الرائع والمذهل والعجيب بين المسيح واليهود الذي يعلن فيه عن أنه جه يقدم نفسه مأكل حق ودمه مشرب حق. ربنا يعطينا نحن نثبت فيه بحق وبقوة ونقدم توبة حقيقية، لعله يغفر لنا خطايانا ويعطينا رحمة. له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، آمين.
مثميني اثوى بنت باي اهو بي اواي بي اوى اي كتاب فراني من راتي انت بي Christos are presve vinere egon oten shois en epterenti theotokos mare at mavem penso tiren tefkanen novina ne volto beme shois ere egon peniote thoebem patri iarchis ava athanasios pe apostolikos en tefkanen novina ne vol jefes maroten جفيوت نمبشيري نمبيب نما اثوة تتري اسجي كفول تنقوش تموس تنتي اوناس
In Sophia Theophorus Comen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, heno mesmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of an essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead. And the life of the coming age.